Mary J. Blige is on the phone. Mary J. Blige, thank you for participating in the Fantastic Voyage Cruise.
Yay!
Well, thank you for having me, Tom, and we're gonna have a good time.
Yes,
it's been a while.
We announced the lineup Labor Day, and here we are coming up on the end of the month in Halloween, and I'm here to tell you this thing's just about sold out. There'll be over 3,000 passengers, and you are headlining. Have you heard the rest of the lineup?
No, who's on
it? All right. We have the Straight Outta Compton tribute. That includes Cube, Ren, Yella, the DOC.
Wow.
Eazy-E performs on a big screen. We've got Frankie Beverly and Maze. We've got Fantasia, Anthony Hamilton. We've got R. Kelly. I can go on and on, but we wouldn't have time to talk to you.
And we got Mary J. Blige.
Headlining. Yeah.
Wow. That's a crazy lineup. I'm happy to be a part of it. And you, Tom.
and your girl, Taraji.
Yes.
We had Taraji on the other day talking about her book, and she is... Wow. Every year we can never get her because she's working. But when I told her that her girl, Mary J. Blige, is on it, I think Lee Daniels is going to look up one day and she's just not going to be on the set. Because she was talking about, she was talking like she was going to go AWOL.
Oh, wow.
Mary, you know what? When you're on stage, this is Sherry Shepherd. When you're on stage, because I come and see you every time you are performing, I'm always crying at the end. I'm like, why is it that you think you touch so many women with your songs? Like those lyrics just get to the heart of everything.
I think because at the end of the day, you know, we come through such a hard time. We go through so much. And I'm standing there, and we're all standing there together at the end of the show. And it's hope. It's a lot. It's hopeful. And it's, you know, inspiring that we're still here and that we come through so much and that we're going to always be challenged with so, so much. And we're still here. And we're strong enough to handle it. And, it's just nice to be able to, you know, have these songs as therapy, you know, and use these songs to get through things. And that's what my songs have been for women. And my fans have been that for me as well. They've been therapy. They've been healing. Like, we heal together in these shows. We go down. When we think I'm going down, we all are going down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we think,
so what do you...
I'm gonna fly. I'm sorry. Go ahead, honey.
What you want, as women, for us to be there for you, where do you want us to show up, Mary? What you need us to do, sister?
Because we already have our Team Mary t-shirts.
We got our team. We will be in and out. He will be good. What you need?
And anywhere I ask you to be, would you be there?
You ain't got to say it on the air because I know legalities, but we there.
Where are you now? Are you still overseas?
Yeah, I'm in Copenhagen with Maxwell on the King and Queen of Hearts tour. I think it's like our 58. Yeah, it's nice too. I'm having a good time out here.
And tonight you're gonna appear on How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah, with Viola.
Now, can you tell us what the part is that you're portraying?
Yeah, I the cat's out the bag right now, so I can say I play her beautician, who's her friend, who's always in her business, who's, you know, the one that's trying to uplift her because she's always going, you know, she's going through something all the time. She's having man troubles right now. So we're, you know, I'm trying to get in her business about her man troubles. And my name is Rolanda, and I'm her beautician.
And you're not trying to get away with murder, huh? You're just trying to get in her business.
I'm just trying to help Annalise get away with murder or, be well in her situation.
Leave the murder to your girlfriends, Mary. We got you.
Okay.
Leave it to us.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be so nice. April 2nd, the cruise is just about sold out. If you're going to get on this thing, you got to book it and book it soon, because I predict in the next 2 weeks, we'll be sold out. The whole thing will be done. Mary J. Blige, it's been a long time coming. I've been waiting for you to be on my cruise for so long, and now we finally made it work. Thank you.
And thank you, Tom. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for everything.
Oh, one last question. When did you have time to write the lyrics for Thick of It?
When you were in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, let me tell you, the song originally was written from a perspective of a woman fighting for her marriage. And when my marriage went, you know, just blew up, I had to, you know, I had to rearrange the lyrics. I had to change the lyrics because I couldn't let, you know, people just, I couldn't let a song that amazing, you know, just come out and people be confused as to what was going on. So I had to change the lyrical content. And where I was fighting for my marriage. And now that I lost my marriage, you know, I'm in the thick of it. And that's how I've been able to relate to my fans for years. Like, I spoke from where I was. And it's all, you know, it's not a secret. It's all over the news. It's everywhere. It's here and there. Everybody's talking about it. So it's where I am. I'm in the thick of it. And that's what happened.
Mm, timing is everything, I guess. Yeah.
And time is an amazing healer.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is.
When you get on the cruise, you're gonna get a lot of love.
So much love.
So much love. All right.
Girl.
From Copenhagen, Mary J. Blige on tour with Maxwell. Thanks.